Welcome back, you beautiful people. Today, I'm so excited. I have a very special guest joining us at HQ, Dr. Nikki Cottis, which if you know her, you love her. She is one of our TWP coaches. And fun fact, her official title inside of TWP is Head of Curriculum and Coaching. And so she has really been focused on the last 12 months of building out curriculum and trainings that really support the needs of our clients as they start to scale past seven figures and beyond, as they diversify, as they bring on more team. And she has done a wonderful job at that.
Thank you for having me.
It's a little bit different now than the first time you were on the podcast.
100% different. I had to put real clothes on, do my makeup.
And get ready.
Yes.
So what are some of the patterns? We've obviously had hundreds of clients at this point in different industries. What are some of the patterns that you've seen in the clinics that come to us?
So many people who come into TWP are doing everything all by themselves. So they're wearing all the hats of the business. They're doing the marketing. They're doing systems. They're probably answering their front desk phone too. They're just doing everything. And they, even if they have a team, they're not utilizing them in the ways that they're supposed to. I would say that's like the number one thing that we see.
And why do you think that is? Like, why do you think so many practitioners feel the need to do everything and be everything?
Control, 100% control. So I know me personally, this was something really hard to just relinquish that control, but we love to have control. This is our baby, this is our business, and we can't possibly let someone else step in, try to do it, because they can't do it as good as I can. So even though we have very capable people on our team, it's one of the biggest things that we see is that people are still like, yeah, but I still need to be the one to do that. And it truly comes down to they don't want to relinquish that control.
100%. And I think too, they're not confident in their ability to lead. And so it's much easier to be like, oh, well, the team tried it and it didn't work, and so I need to do it. And it's like, well, or you could just become a better leader. Right. You could have better systems. You could completely spend 90 days training on this one thing that you want to hand over. And I find too, that maybe they've done it in the past and it didn't work. And so they have some PTSD around it, especially when it comes to like hiring other providers.
Yeah, I've had plenty of associates, right? And I know there was a time in my life when I told you, Stephanie, I will never hire another associate. And I said this to someone in the private room last week. You know, I was like, I had said that to Steph. I was sitting in Italy from a hotel bed. And I said, if I had let that be my story, I wouldn't be right here now. So it's literally just looking at who are the people that you need. And even if something didn't work out one, two, three, four, five, six times, doesn't mean that you're never gonna find that right person. Doesn't mean that you can't find someone who cares just as much about your business as you do too.
Mm-hmm. And I think one of the really cool things about TWP is people get to see that firsthand inside of this business. You know, like they get into our ecosystem, they see you, Karen, Gabrielle, Alejandro, Bailey, like all the new people that we've added to really support our clients. They're like, holy crap, like they think about TWP all the time. Yes, because we've built a mission and a vision that other people want to be a part of.
Yeah.
And they know how much I care. You
right.
know, like if I was like, oh, none of this matters, you guys probably wouldn't care as much. And so sometimes the practitioners get in our ecosystem where they're like, I'm the only one that cares about my business. I'm like, that's a story that you've convinced yourself of. And now you have the reality that that's true. And you hire crappy people and you want to pay them minimum wage and wonder why they're not all stars. And so what do you think when people are bringing on team that we've seen those have like the best results? What do they do?
The people who have the best results listen to the advice that you give them. They pay them in a specific way. So especially with other doctors, they're following a specific model, a specific way of like bonuses, things like that. But they're also training them to be a leader as well. So they're not just like, here's a task list, but they're like, okay, these are the things that I'm still doing that I don't want to do. And I would love for you to start to take that over. So starting to cultivate leaders within your practice can be so helpful.
Inside of TWP, we call you the systems queen because you, for the longest time, were teaching system specific calls. That's a lot of the questions that you get asked because you have built really intricate systems allowing you to serve a lot of people in a week, even when you were a solo doctor. What are the top three systems that you think most practices need in place?
Y'all know I'm gonna say ClickUp. So ClickUp is number one. And if you don't know what ClickUp is, it's a task manager. It's truly like a to-do list that's digital. And I love it because one of my, either a teacher or first coach said like, a short pencil is better than a long memory. And so I've always thought about that, like just writing everything down. Bailey even asked me one day, bro, how do you keep up with everything? I said, I write everything down and I put it in ClickUp. I said, I have a task for everything. ClickUp is number one. Number two, and this might sound kind of weird, but training my patients. So like training them of what the standards and the expectations are for your clinic specifically. So when I come in, what do I do? What does it look like visit to visit, day to day? What are my expectations? We set the tone that like our office runs on time. So I have a 15 minute door-to-door guarantee. If you're not on time, we can't be on time either. So setting the expectation, that's a huge system that we have. And then I would say the third one is our financial systems. So figuring everything out as far as how do we create packages, how do we create plans? Because there was a time where I didn't have any of that. I was just living off vibes. And so it was like, oh, this is
and we like
good.
Vibes, yeah. But vibes aren't scalable.
And vibes don't make you a lot of money, right? Yeah. So we looked at things, and then just that especially came from being inside TWP, learning how to like really create financial systems that work, because ultimately that is the foundation and the backbone of everything else that we do in the office. You can't hire more team if your finances aren't dialed in. You can't go on vacation if your finances aren't dialed in. So just having that baseline set and knowing what you're working towards is so helpful.
Yeah, I think that's one of the big things that we do for people too, is we just give them the clarity. Like I think of our most recent month where we invited in new practitioners outside of chiropractic, and you can already tell that they're like, oh, is this going to work for me? And it's like, yes, every business needs to know their finances. They need to know what they're spending. They need to know lifetime value of a client. They have to know how many leads they're getting, how many they're converting in order to scale any aspect of your marketing, you know? And I'm just thinking of a client in particular where she was like, oh my God, I cannot believe that nobody ever taught me how to think about the numbers like this.
Right. Yesterday, I talked to someone and he told me he's getting 300 leads a month. I said,
300 leads?
Yeah, it's 300. I said, do you mean per quarter? And he said, no, per month. So I'm looking at his financial audit and I'm like, you're only getting 30 new patients a month. So I'm like, where is
10% conversion is terrible.
10% conversion. First time he's ever heard that. So he's like, I had no idea what I'm supposed to be looking for. I didn't know that I'm paying this company so much money for literally nothing. I'm like, yeah, like if we have 300 leads, we should be converting at least 150 of them to becoming a new patient. So he also was like, I've never heard that before. And it's just like, those are part of the foundations and the principles that we're teaching that to us at some point might be like, well, that's
common sense.
Everybody knows that, but it's definitely not the case.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the longer you're in entrepreneurship, it's easy to think everybody knows what you do and like knows what you know, but it's not true. And even on the call with Macy today, when she was with our team, you know, one of the things when I was listening to the training about communication, I'm like, everybody knows this. And Brandy's like, Steph, no, they don't. Right. Nobody's been taught to communicate. You happen to be an excellent communicator. So a lot of this feels second nature to you. But I think that there's so many skills that you have to develop in entrepreneurship. And that's really what we do inside of TWP. We're like, let us teach you how to think about your numbers. Let us teach you how to think about marketing. Let us teach you how to think about systems and infrastructure and team so that you can have a business and maybe another business and other businesses in the future. Like once you learn how to think like a CEO, you can build anything. Once you learn to put on that wealthy practitioner hat and you're like, let me think about this in the way that makes sense for a business and the goals that I'm working towards, you can take that skill set in every area of your life.
And that's like the biggest mindset shift, right? Like how do I go from being doctor, practitioner to wealthy practitioner to CEO and just thinking with all those different types of hats on instead of just survival mode. Where are my new patients coming from? It's so much more than that when you start to like lay the foundations and then move into that next level.
Yeah. And look at the full picture and look at the full ecosystem. And that's to me the like most fun about business is like, I can turn this little lever over here in marketing and I'm going to get this result. And then if I turn this little lever in client success or client journey, I'm going to get this. And then all of a sudden I've just barely made a few tweaks and all of a sudden we're double our revenue. And it's like, I didn't even have to work that hard because I just learned how to think about the business as a whole and get things to interact together.
Yeah. I remember I had a conversation too with my team once about attrition, patient journey, going through that. I'm like, guys, if we could get people to stay just four more visits, it's like $200 extra dollars per patient. And if you multiply that by how many new patients you're seeing a year, that's like changing nothing besides being so focused on the people you're already seeing and taking care of. Adds hundreds of thousands of dollars 100% to your revenue.
I was thinking of that this morning because, you know, we're gearing up for affiliate day tomorrow. And I was like, oh my God, I have always done this in every business though. And this is why I'm like, my brain might be elite sometimes, I'm not gonna lie, but I have always wanted to pour into the people who were right in front of me. Like, even when I opened my first office and it was a tiny 600 square foot office, I was like, if I can just make the people in front of me have a world-class experience, they're gonna do my marketing for me. If I can just build up the person in front of me and make them feel seen and heard and get them results, they're gonna do my marketing for me. And I always, like, even when I had no marketing dollars, I poured into the patients I was already serving. Say it was 50 a week. It was like, how can I take care of them? How can I surprise and delight them? And then all of a sudden the thing exploded. I did the same thing in TWP. I was like, listen, if I only got 5 clients, I want those 5 clients getting insane results. I don't care about getting new leads. And now, of course, scaling, you need all these different things that we teach inside of the marketing codex. But it's like, that is such an under-leveraged strategy that most people don't even consider. And I'm like, we've built an 8-figure business pouring into the people that are right in front of you.
People there. Yeah. One of the first coaches I had, I remember they were teaching me about numbers and they're like, what's your patient visit average? And when I looked, I was like, it's 104. And he was like, 104, that's crazy. And so looking back at that, that was obviously before I had other doctors, you know, couldn't accommodate as many new patients. But looking at that and being like, wow, I am really good at keeping people. And I also think too, when I first joined TWP, the things that I was doing that you brought me on for, that it was like, Nikki's really good at this, I just thought everyone was doing, right? And so it's like, okay, looking at that number, knowing that I am good at that. I had said to Gabrielle once, like, I'm not great at marketing, because I said I didn't do any marketing for the first 8 years of practice. Mm-hmm. Really until I was inside TWP where I was like, whoa, I've got one lever and that's not good, right? But being able to build the business that I did on word of mouth, on referrals, on retention mostly, to me, that's like something really special too that I can look back at. Still have patients who've been with me for 11 years and know that, okay, we've done the right things with them, maintaining them, you know, just.
And then you poured gasoline on your team and marketing, and then it's like, then you crossed $1 million, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. And then it just, everything starts to work really well together. What do you think some of the clients maybe that come into TWP, because as much as I would love to say everybody gets exceptional results, that's simply not the truth, because people are different humans, different business owners. And so for some of the people that maybe are more stuck, what do you think some of the beliefs are that they're holding on to?
I think the biggest belief is that this won't work for me. Mm-hmm. That this worked for them, but couldn't possibly happen for me. And then what they take with that belief is they do nothing. They do nothing with the information that they're given. They do nothing with implementation. They just are like, my community sucks, the economy's bad, whoever's the president, whatever they want to blame it on. And they take no accountability. But I think it really stems from can't happen for me. And maybe that's looking around and you see the badasses that are in the community and you're just like, I don't even know the first step to take. So the most successful people ask what the first step is. The coaches are reaching out, they're giving them that first step. They're helping them to figure out, okay, this is exactly what you should do. Somebody yesterday, they were like, oh, I didn't want to do that first, so I started here. We're like, we actually really need you to start here. Mm-hmm. And this is why. So the people that take the information that they're given, that actually start to implement and just believe with one tiny little piece of their heart that this is actually possible for me, they get the best results.
And they quantum leap, like every
quantum
aspect.
Leap, yeah.
I think of, it's so funny you said that. So I was talking with Brandy before we started recording and I posted a reel recently. I'm like, hey, I'm going to Edmilette. Then we're going to Georgia. I'm taking my whole team. Like, what should I ask? Let me know. And somebody in my comments was like, I want to know what you're going to do with the information you learn. And I'm like, that is so Stephanie 101. If you want to know where Stephanie has gotten her results from, it's because the minute she learns something, she goes and implements. She doesn't overthink. She doesn't try and like justify it. There's no reason that I'm going to ask myself, will this work for me? Something hits, something clicks, and I'm like, how can I execute this full speed ahead? And I truly think that's why most of my businesses have just like taken off, is because I don't wait. I'm like, time is money. I have to execute as quickly as possible. You know how much money I invest in myself? Edmilette was $250,000 alone. Sales Girls to invest in the team was $100,000 plus, not to mention travel expenses. Right. Like, you think I'm not getting a return on that?
Sure.
Like, you think that I'm not going to go and do exactly what they say? Because I know that I'm paying for perspective. I know that I'm paying to speed up the process. So why am I not going to go and execute? And so I forgot that that was like almost like a secret sauce or superpower I had until somebody came in my comments and was like, well, I want to actually know how you implement it. And I'm like, that's what I have to start showing people. This is how I learn and this is how I implement and this is exactly what I'm going to do. And so that was such a great thing. So Danielle, if you're listening to this, thank you for commenting. Please continue to comment because again, my brain works so differently. We were just talking about this in team meetings. I hear something, you guys hear something entirely different. And so it's helpful for people to tell me like, hey, this is what I actually want to see. This is what I want to know because then I can become a better coach. I can become a better leader that way. And implementation absolutely is next level. So when I see people step into our ecosystem at TWP and they're not getting results, I'm literally like, I kind of don't know how.
Same. I'm like, I don't understand because even if you just implemented
5%,
I was going to say 10. Yeah. Like, you know, just a little bit of the information, one thing that you learn could change the trajectory of your, not just your clinic or your practice, but your entire life, the way you approach things.
And I think to your point that you just said is like, I think people sometimes in any mentorship program, not only ours, but other ones too, that I'm a part of, people come in and they're like, well, I have to improve all of this and I have to get everything out of this. And it's like, what if you just focused on two or three things? That's why in the roadmap, we give you like three key things that you have to work on. Cause it's like, if you just focus on these three levers first, we'll get to the rest of the stuff later. But these are going to be the three things that change the freaking game for you. And it's often not 100%, you have to implement 100%. It's like implement the things because then you're going to be a completely different business and we'll figure out what the next steps are.
I love too when people, they'll get their roadmap and then 3 days later they're like, okay, I did the roadmap. What should I do next? And Gabrielle is the queen of this. She'll be like, tell me what you implemented. Mm-hmm. And it's so true. And then they're like,
because I watched the videos you told me, but I didn't do shit with it.
Because they're like, 3 days, ain't no way you've done anything. So she always said, tell us what you've implemented. Or if someone's like, I'm stuck, we're like, okay, tell us exactly what you've implemented so far so we can give you next steps, but it's very true and she's good at doing that.
Yeah, and sometimes it's like you've implemented something but you have no data
right
to make a different decision because data, you need at least 30 days of data so that we can check, you know. And so I think sometimes that urgency also is a form of scarcity because it's like you have to trust yourself that like the results are going to follow if you're doing the thing. And I think that's another thing. When I'm implementing something new, I'm not wasting energy on, is this going to work?
Right.
I'm like, okay, I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. It's going to work. And then I'm going to have new data to make different decisions on.
Right. That's too, we were talking about the audits on the coaching call yesterday. And there was a lot of people on there who have already been in the ecosystem for years. And I said something about doing the audits like every quarter. That was like
mind blowing,
brand new information. Mm-hmm. I'm like, guys, we can't just do these things one time. We have like, what's the point of that? You can't have data for one day, look at it and then never go back to it. I'm like, no, we need to be doing this like every single quarter, revisiting it. How does this help us make decisions for the future? So learning to also just train yourself of like, okay, just because I did something one time doesn't mean that that was the end game.
That's exactly what I said on the coaching call today too about marketing. And it literally blew people's minds. I saw in the chat, they were like, oh my God, I never thought of it that way. So often I see practitioners, business owners in general are like, okay, I did cold outreach. Okay, I showed up on social media. Okay, I did referral partners. And I'm like, until your marketing efforts are systematized and automated, you haven't done shit. Because that's why you get momentum for 60 days and then it falls away. Until you can tell me, hey, on the first Tuesday of every month, I send cold DMs to all of my new followers. Hey, on the third Wednesday of the month, I have a referral partner meeting every day at this place. And here's what we talk about and here's what we do. It's like, until it's automated, it's not a system. Right. And I think we have to do a better job of communicating that truthfully of like, the execution, the first step is knowing what to do next. We help you with that. We give that. The second step is implementing, getting new information. Once it's working or not working, the third step is automating it and systematizing it. And then once it's automated, life gets so much easier. And those are the clients that are like, oh, I have all these new patients coming in. Oh my God, collections are growing and we haven't even changed anything. It's like, yes, because of everything that you did 6 months ago to systematize and automate it. And now you're just reaping those rewards.
100%.
I think too, people think that systematizing and automating is like hard or confusing or overwhelming. And so they don't want to do it. What is your piece of advice for that? Obviously it's like ClickUp. You have ClickUps every week that are exact things that you need to do. How else have you like really systematized things?
Anytime I think about automating or if someone's like, it feels hard, it's like, well, what's really hard is working every Saturday night at 7 p.m. trying to figure out how to be done with your work for that week. So if you can just change your mindset too of, if I was able to automate this, how would this free up my time? How would this free up my team's time? yesterday when we were on the call, we started talking about attrition. I think attrition is probably the most confusing thing that we teach for whatever reason. I don't know. But instead of me being like, let me try to figure out how 300 people's brains work, let me just help them automate this. So I created a Claude Cowork skill and I was like, here you go, guys. So now it takes out the guesswork of like, oh, how do I figure this out? Is this right? Is this wrong? So me sitting down and being like, okay, how can I try to automate everything? Because ultimately, that's not just gonna give me time freedom, it's gonna give my team time freedom, it's gonna help the clients inside of TWP, it's gonna help everybody. Mm-hmm. And so just really switching the mindset of like, oh, it's okay, the first time I did Claude Cowork, I cried. I texted Brandy and I was like, I can't do this. And it was all because I was logged into my Stephanie Wigner email with the Dr. Nikki. So like two different accounts. But God, you'd have thought it was rocket science for me to figure that out. So I was like, I can't do this. But once I got it figured out, I was like, wow, this is really life-changing. So not to make this about AI, but when you can...
No, but it is about AI.
But like when you can figure out like how to automate those processes, it will save you 20 plus hours a week.
First of all, if you're listening to this, I'm going to drop in the show notes a guide for Claude Cowork because Brandy and the TWP team put together a guide. So this is perfect for me to shout this out here. You have to get this. If you're not using Claude Cowork at all, you're literally leaving money on the table. We never want you to do that at The Wealthy Practitioner. We never want you to do this. If you're meant to win, you're meant to print money for breakfast, you have to be using AI because of it. But today in our meeting, I had Claude Cowork pulled up and I was like, okay, go in and find all of these client wins. And you know, we added on the brand director and she's like, I need real data. People underestimate how much not only does data help them make decisions, data you use in your marketing. Hey, we've helped 106 patients with sciatica. Hey, we've helped 111 babies go from a malposition to a head down position. You know, like when you can use your data in your marketing, people take you so much more seriously. And our new brand director has really brought that up for us. And so Brandy put together this Claude Cowork skill that went and combed through all of our surveys, which we already know expanders don't do surveys in general and they're the ones printing money. So just take that into consideration. Like $10.908 million
has been
additionally generated from clients.
That's insane.
And that doesn't even include like everybody.
The people who don't do their surveys.
It doesn't include people who don't do their surveys because they're too busy serving patients
right.
to do surveys, you know? And so it's like, wow, when you think of what AI can do for you, you're absolutely insane not to be using it. And so I think automating any processes you can, ones that are keeping you up at night, like you said, ones that you're like, find yourself doing every single week. How can you just automate that? And really get excited too about automating things. Because I think sometimes, I know for me, when I was really trying to step out of practice or just like remove myself from some of the mundane tasks, it felt overwhelming to figure it out. Like you were saying with Claude Cowork, you're like, I was overwhelmed. I cried. I didn't want to do it. But that's where the real CEOs are built, is like when it's uncomfortable and it's a new skill set, but you dive in anyways and you figure it out because you really are ultimately trying to free up your time in the future.
Yeah, I had a new hire a couple months ago and I was teaching her a task and she said, and it kind of pissed me off, but she said, isn't there an easier way to do this? And I said, you know what, girl, there probably is. And so that was really when my brain started thinking like, okay, is there an easier way to do this? And so now whenever, even for coaching, that's when the questions that keep coming up, and that's why I think I'm good at the curriculum part of it, because I hear what the clients are struggling with and like I can also fill the gap. And so I'm like, okay, I am good at systems, so what system could I create for this? And so I'm able to do that in my office inside of TWP. And now every single time that we're doing something or learning something new, I'm like, could we make this easier? Mm-hmm. And just taking that mindset shift too of like, okay, that made it a whole freaking lot easier. And then where it's like, where the happiness comes in is that saved my team 2 hours a week on Friday. So now they all get to leave earlier on Friday, which is great because it's, and it didn't really affect me. So it was also awesome that they know that I cared enough to like create something that made their lives easier, their lives better. And same for the clients. Like if there's a way that I could create a system or an automation for them, I'm gonna do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to save them time. Like that's the whole point. And such a good point. Like when you listen to your team's concerns about stuff, I know it's easier to be like, this is how we've done it. This is how I want it done.
Yeah.
I'm the boss. Like that is such a easy and egotistical way to do it. Whereas like you just taking the time to figure out a solution for your team, even though you didn't have one, even though you probably went to AI and was like, tell me how to fix this.
Right.
You fixed it and now they're freed up and they're like, wow, Nikki maybe not be present every day because she's doing a lot of things. She still cares about making our lives easier.
Exactly.
And I think that leadership quality is so huge because for our clients that have multiple things that they're working on, they want to protect that culture inside of their practice. It's like, well, just still care about what they're dealing with.
Right. I know, I still look at Michelle and all of the things that she's still doing manually, and I'm like, okay, there's still so much more I can do for her.
There's so much more, yeah.
And the more that I can automate, free up for her, the more she can do for me.
Mm-hmm. You know? Which is the ultimate goal.
Exactly, and then the more freedom that she'll have too. So it's like a ripple effect of automations.
It is. And I think if you're listening to this, just know that I love ending on that. Like, can this be easier? If there's something in your business that does not feel easy, one, you probably need mentorship, you probably need TWP, but also there is a way to free up the things in your capacity to see more, serve more when you automate the boring shit out of it. So we'll see you next week. If something in this episode resonated with you today, trust that it wasn't random. It wasn't an accident. Growth doesn't come from doing more. It comes from becoming more. If you know you're meant for a bigger life, a bigger impact, and success that actually truly feels aligned with you, then you're being called forward. This is your opportunity.